Yeah. Okay, so clutch and shift with a little emphasis and light shining around water as well. But especially so just bringing in some love and heart for Gaia, beloved mother, our beautiful blue planet. She wanted to be brought to conscious awareness, a moment of tuning in and appreciating the earth with intention. But also a reminder that even as we take on our own spiritual work, the focus of finding our way to new life and purpose and expression in this humanity, for this humanity, that the earth needs our love now more than ever. It must be brought in to a daily moment of intention, connecting with her, seeing her, visualizing our world healed. She is in a profound state of metamorphosis. And as with any birth, the lightening and transformation is not always easy, though ultimately joyful and welcomed. So I have a melody, the frequency and tones, the lightness of this song by Deuter called Earth Blue is the energy the Earth Mother wanted to be held in, wants to be held in, desires to be held in, to see her as already transformed and filled with the light of a new sun. And this visual and intent will go a long way toward helping her to rebalance and find a new center of weather patterns, of the discordant emotional body energy on the planet, a new center for the animal kingdoms that are in much more distress than we have really conscious awareness of, but yet are following the same energy to new life. So we have transitioning species, we have new species, our pets are transitioning, the wild kingdom is just be mindful that when you go out into nature, if you're walking with the vibration and the knowingness that you are a visitor of a home where the animals live all the time, and you're respectful and appreciating of that space, then there's nothing to fear, because fear is what stirs up the lower vibration energy in animals. Just compassion that the animal kingdom is going through its own transformation, and to know that praying for the earth is to pray for the honeybees, for example. The rebalance and repatterning of humanity and the earth are very much intertwined. These are just a few random thoughts that the guidance has filled me with in this moment and in recent weeks. So close your eyes and breathe into the well of your being, the infinite stargate, cosmic treasure of your being, that space where there is no beginning and no end. Thank you. Oh, how we love her. Beautiful blue-green Gaia. She is a magical, magical planet whose beauty and contribution to the greater cosmos has only just begun to unfold and be revealed. So as you listen and breathe, all awareness right here, right now, see our planet, the Earth, in your mind's eye, the Anya, a third eye stargate. Suspended in nothingness, and surround her with a golden light. And then feel on either side of you, your brothers and sisters of humanity, a new human race emerging from the shadows. Imagine the tribe of humanity hand in hand encircling our world, planet Earth, and each with the visual of Earth glowing in the third eye. Each with their own deep and very personal connection to her. And they are one. Listen, feel, swirl the harmonics of this melody around and within you. And in so doing, see a brilliant column, a shaft of golden light in the center of this healing circle of humanity, a pillar upon and within the center of our Earth. Breathe and hold that visual as you attune to the music. And then send your prayers into this light. A light illumining the whole world with the best and brightest and wisest of humanity's potential. See all your chakras glow in response to the healing occurring for our planet. For the two are so intertwined. The human chakras, Merkaba of light, and heart center, an exact replica of the Earth's chakras, Merkaba and heart center. Cooperating in a unity of love and the intention of evolution for all. To grow and expand on the path of light in your remembrance is to say a prayer for every person that comes into your consciousness, no exception. Wherever you go, wherever your thoughts go, only love. And now in this space, I invite you to feel and repeat this Navajo prayer after me. I have shared this prayer with every child that I ever taught from all walks of life. And it's a powerful intention to live as an extension of what is true, and in so doing, heal the world. I walk with beauty before me. I walk with beauty behind me. I walk with beauty above me. I walk with beauty below me. I walk with beauty around me. I walk with beauty within me. And the whole world is beautiful. I walk with peace before me. I walk with peace behind me. I walk with peace above me. I walk with peace below me. I walk with peace around me. I walk with peace within me. And the whole world is peace. I walk with light before me. I walk with light behind me. I walk with light above me. I walk with light below me. I walk with light around me. I walk with light within me. And the whole world is light. Namaste. There's this huge breeze, a wind that has just come into the moment, and the leaves are trickling down on my head and on the deck and all around me, and just God is right here. The universe right here. All of existence right here.